Okay, let's go over here to Rick, who's calling us from Tacoma. Hi, Rick.
Yes, Doctor, I caught the tail end of you speaking about niacinamide for maybe joint pain or
Yes, sir.
osteoarthritis last week.
Absolutely,
But
sir.
could you, is there an, you could refer me to your, which newsletter, and then that might talk about that, but also too, how it relates, compares to relief factor, which is being advertised a lot for joint pain. And then
Yes, sir.
also too, soft fingernails, if you could maybe recommend something.
Sure. Let's do the first one first, and then we'll get to the soft fingernails. Now, the reason that niacinamide is preferable to anything, sir, for joint pain from osteoarthritis, I don't mean from getting whacked in the joint, but I do mean osteoarthritis, is because it addresses the cause. Now, relief factor, yes, it does help against pain, but the cause is not a lack of relief factor. The cause is actually this failure that you just heard about when I was yammering on to the last caller about failure to make enough niacinamide internally. Again, two-thirds the population, roughly, they make enough niacinamide internally. They never get osteoarthritis. But one-third the population doesn't make that, doesn't make niacinamide enough internally. And if they don't make enough niacinamide, what happens? Well, niacinamide is key to helping each cell in our bodies make ATP energy. And I do mean every cell in the body, sir. Niacinamide turns into NAD, turns into NADH. That activates the mitochondria to turn out ATP. And ATP, if you look that one up, if you haven't already, is the major energy inside of every cell, and that keeps the cells healthy. Well, without that niacinamide, those cartilage cells, which take the most beating of any cells in our bodies, that's why we always get those joint pains first, and then we start having the other problems with lack of niacinamide later in life. Anyway, if those cartilage cells, which take a beating when we go upstairs, downstairs, get into exercise, whatever we're doing, we're always moving those cells back and forth and rubbing them on something, whereas most of the rest of the body is not that vigorously used. Anyway, they give out first because they haven't got the energy inside to keep themselves healthy. And so the niacinamide, once it's started and is doing its work, and as the doctor who taught us all this back in the 1940s, Dr. William Kaufman, pointed out, people can usually get over 95% get complete control of their osteoarthritis in 3 or 4 months. It takes that long to re-energize the cells and get them healthy again. It's not an overnight process. This is not a pain reliever, sir. That's the point. It's getting the cells healthy again. Now, the bonus points are, if we don't have enough niacinamide to keep our cartilage cells healthy, guess what? We don't have enough niacinamide to keep our brain cells healthy either. And I can't tell you how often I've heard from people with osteoarthritis that they're not forgetting stuff as much after 3 to 6 months, because it takes that long to maximize on the niacinamide. It helps to energize every cell in the body. It does not give us extra energy. It just restores normal energy. So that's the story, sir. It gets at the cause of the problem. And over 95% in Dr. Kaufman's work, complete control. But if they stopped 3 or 4 months, the problem came back again because their cells were de-energized. So there you go,
Okay.
sir.
Thank you.
It's really pretty simple. And the big reason we don't hear about it is the observation that Marcy just made. Hey, that stuff's inexpensive. The niacinamide, it sure is. And it would collapse the whole industry of joint replacement surgery if this got out. I have not had to refer anyone, and I do mean that, nobody, zero, for joint replacement surgery since I read Dr. Kaufman's book and started to apply it, and that was in the 1970s. And I've seen a bunch of people with OA, osteoarthritis, who've been told they are going to need joint replacement surgery in the future. I tell them, please, even if you don't come back and pay for a visit, give us a call if you need joint replacement surgery. And nobody's ever called, sir.
Okay, thank you. I was wondering about soft nails.
Yes, sir. Couple of things. Sometimes there's a simple approach, and that's this stuff called biotin. It's one of the B vitamins, but it's sold separately in larger quantities that are in multiples, and that particularly seems to help the ladies more with hair loss and soft nails, but it can help guys too. The other thing to realize is that nails are strictly made out of amino acids, which are digested from protein, and as we all get older, according to Mayo Clinic, not me, by the time us guys are all 60, hey, 48% of us are starting to have a decline in our protein digesting capability. That decline is facilitated by stomach acid, and so sometimes the longer answer than to just taking biotin, which should be tried first because it does work a fair amount of the time. But anyway, sometimes the longer answer is, oh, I got to get my stomach acid checked, and I may have to take hydrochloric acid and pepsin with meals from now until I'm 113 years old and don't care anymore. It's very much like a guy's testicles giving out and making testosterone when he gets to be 70 or 80. And if he's going to keep his cognition, he's going to have to use it from the outside. Well, if we're going to digest our protein, when we have those high odds, as documented by Mayo Clinic in 1932 in a 3,700-person study, of low stomach acid, that's another biggie that can lead to weak nails, sir, because we just don't have the amino acid to build nails with.
Okay. Can you spell biotin?
Oh, biotin. I'm very sorry. B-I-O-T-I-N.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling and help us get the word out for everybody.